AMSAT North America is excited to see the Japan Amateur Satellite Association's commitment to open source development and collaboration with amateur satellite organizations around the world with their Blueberry Jam initiative. Jerry further said that AMSAT is happy to share their schematics for their open source LTM-2 linear transponder module that is flown on two satellites. MESAT-1 or MO-122 is one of them that is still functioning. The LTM will fly on Gulf T as well as the Fox Plus satellites. Jerry also said AMSAT is very happy to share their work on the upcoming SDR Gen 2, a software-defined radio that will provide all-mode functionality and continuous coverage from 144 MHz through 6 GHz, providing 5 and dime. JAMSAT's project will certainly benefit the ham community. More amateur satellites can be built and launched, expanding the number of amateur satellites in use. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Ahead in radio sport this week, August 29th through the 31st, the SCRY RTTY Ops WW Ritty contest, that's digital. August 30th through the 31st, the U.S. Islands QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. August 30th through the 31st as well, the Worldwide Digi DX contest, digital. August 30th through the 31st, the Colorado QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. And August 30th through the 31st, the Kansas QSO Party, that's CW Phone and Digital. And on September 1st through the 2nd, the MIQRP Labor Day CW Sprint, that is CW. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Coming section, state, and division conventions, August 30th through September 1st, it's the Shelby Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL North Carolina Section Convention, that's in Shelby, North Carolina. September 7th, the Southern New Jersey Conference and Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Southern New Jersey Section Convention in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. September 12th through the 13th, the Slidell EOC Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Louisiana State Convention in Slidell, Louisiana.